On to our next guest. Now, this is one brave reporter who most likely loaded up with mega doses of coffee today. Chris Gouts, Capitol correspondent for Crain's Detroit Business, joins us. He has spent hours this morning at the Capitol at the state's Revenue Estimating Conference. This is where lawmakers and budget officials and economists all get together to make their best educated guess about the future of Michigan's economy, a check-in, basically, on the state's finances. Political observers, I think it's very fair to say political nerds, oh, maybe like our executive producer, Zoe Clark, absolutely love these meetings. They salivate at the prospect of these meetings. For others, however, it's hard to get super excited about numbers and finances and economists speak. Are you still awake, Chris?
I'm sorry, what? Yes, yes. Yes,
don't stop, didn't you? Yeah, a little dry, isn't it?
it can be, although U of M's economist George Fulton always kicks off the show, and he does a great job. He's a very, very funny guy, and so that's a good way to start. And then, of course, at the very end, there's this that the herd sort of gathers, and there's this stampede to get the numbers that they put out. So you've got to stretch a little bit before, so you don't break anything when you after sitting for so many hours, you don't want to atrophy. So it's an experience, and like you said, only nerds really stick around for the whole show.
It's kind of like cod liver oil. It doesn't taste real great going down, but it's good for us. So let's look at the state's proverbial bank account. What do the numbers look like?
They actually look really good. The consensus that they came up with today is that the state will have $482.6 million more than they expected after the January estimating conference. And so that presents some opportunities and also some challenges as they try to push to get this budget done in the next 2 weeks.
And these numbers are really important because this is what the lawmakers and the governor are going to be using as they negotiate in this home stretch trying to get that state budget wrapped up.
Yeah, that's right. And so that's where the opportunities and challenges present themselves, because now you have an opportunity for there to be sort of more fighting for those dollars that weren't expected to be there. So before, where you had lawmakers being told that there's not enough money for this program or that program, now they can come back and say, aha, we do have some money, so let's use it on my pet project. And so that will be the fight in these final 2 weeks and maybe extending farther out. The governor's administration is looking to spend some of this money on roads, because they're very fond of saying this is almost all entirely one-time money. This increase that they saw is due to, they say, from the fiscal cliff. A lot of individuals were concerned about having higher tax rates kick in this year, and so they accelerated their income and used their capital gains and got that out before the end of the year. So that's why we have this. And so they're not going to bake this into the budget. So this is really one-time money. And they say the best way to use this is on one-time projects. So you can expect to see a big push from the administration on using this for transportation.
So takeaway, I guess it is fair to say that it's positive. In fact, paint a somewhat rosy picture of Michigan's economy.
They do. George Fulton said that this is now the fourth consecutive year of positive economic news for the state following the Great Recession. So still not where it should be or could be. He says the unemployment rate is still too high, but he's projecting that to trend downward over the next 3 years. And he's expecting that the state's going to add about 175,000 jobs from the end of 2012 to the end of 2015. So that's good news. And it's just slightly shy of the 196,000 jobs that were added in the previous 3 years. So we're slowly sort of plodding along, getting there, but we're still quite shy of the almost 900,000 jobs that we lost in the decade between 2000 and 2010. And he said it's likely in the early 2020s before we'll get back to that number.
Well, at least upward trends are good. In the meantime, all the political junkies can watch the fighting and the dueling over who's going to get that money for their pet project.
Absolutely. That'll be the thing to watch in these last 2 weeks.
Chris Gouts, Capitol correspondent for Crain's Detroit Business. Always fun talking with you. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you for having me.